Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get to know your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. So are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Alright, that would be a no. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say yes?
I'm not sure I understand your question. Would you repeat it?
Yeah, for sure. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered
to
vote?
Yeah, I'm likely to vote.
All right. Very likely or somewhat likely?
Very likely.
So what is your age?
Oh, geez. I was born in 45, so what's that make me? 70-something, I can't remember.
All right, let me try to do the math. All right, okay, so 2024 minus 1975, I believe that would be 40. Wouldn't that be 49?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Oh,
I was born in 1945.
45, all right. I thought you said 75. I'm so sorry.
No,
1945. That would be around 79, I believe. But all right.
Go ahead.
All right. So generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
In what?
Generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off
on
the
wrong track? In Grand Traverse County?
In Grand Traverse.
Are you talking about Grand Traverse County now? Is that correct?
Yeah, Grand Traverse County.
Okay. Yeah, they're getting better, I think.
All right. So right direction. So when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide on. So now I'm just going to ask you a few questions about these proposals that may appear on your ballot this November, and if you could please indicate how you would vote on it. So the proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years?
Excuse me for a moment. Where are you calling me from?
From Opinion Research.
And where is that located?
We're an organization located in Miami, Florida.
Okay. Generally, we call this Grand Traverse County, not Traverse. So I just, you know, go ahead. Let's finish this up.
Traverse County? All right, perfect. Thank you so much for that correction, actually. So, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If
you know, I have to tell you, I'm not familiar with this issue. So I don't think I'm going to be able to give you much information. Thanks for calling. All right?
Goodbye. Good day.